Well, with the federal budget fast approaching, everyone wants to have their say on what they want to see in the federal budget, which may be sooner than we think. Rumours are flying around Canberra that the federal budget may be brought forward a week to the first Tuesday in May to make way for Malcolm Turnbull to call an early election. The 2014 budget was seen as unfair by almost everyone, and last year Joe Hockey's Have a Go budget focused heavily on small business and infrastructure projects in Northern Australia. So what are we going to see this year? Every week on the show, we're asking different interest groups what they think should feature in Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison's first budget. Last week, we heard what women want. And this week, On the Money reporter Andrew Barclay caught up with the Australian Council of Social Services, known as ACOS, who've just released their budget submission.
ACOS is Australia's peak body for the community services and welfare sector, and the national voice for the needs of people affected by poverty and inequality. Alongside the trade union movement, they were the group who campaigned hardest against the cuts of the coalition's first budget in 2014. With an election likely to follow hot on the heels of this year's budget, what are they hoping to see? Here's ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie.
Look, I think the federal government has to absolutely learn the lessons from the disastrous federal budget that was delivered by the coalition government in 2014, and to be serious about investing properly in where there are major gaps in services and making sure that there are tax changes in the budget that both improve the economic efficiency of the operating environment for businesses and others, but also to make sure that we have enough revenue to fund really essential services like health and education.
Cassandra Goldie says the government going down an austerity path in this year's budget would be bad for economic growth.
That's a shared message from all of us, I think, across the business community, the community sector and the union movement, to say we have to recognise that as a smart government, smart governments invest. They don't rip out the capacity for us to be able to grow the economy, but importantly to make sure our children have a good start in life, that we've got excellent education and healthcare systems, so that we have a really balanced approach to the budget.
Over the last year, there's been an ongoing debate about the kind of tax reform we need to either reduce the budget deficit or raise the kind of money we need to provide the health and education services Cassandra Goldie is talking about. Former Howard Minister Peter Reith says the government's on-again, off-again approach to tax reform now means there's nothing left on the table. He thinks this year's budget will be a do-nothing budget. But does Cassandra Goldie think he's right?
I certainly hope he's not. Look, the business community, ACOS and the ACTU, last year invested a lot of effort in identifying the common ground that we had amongst, you know, diverse perspectives about what needed to be done in terms of the fiscal agenda for the country and, importantly, the economic and social reform agenda. We've identified that on tax reform, for example, we need to be carefully going through tax concession arrangements like negative gearing, capital gains discount on investments, superannuation area, these kinds of tax concessions to identify where they are essentially not doing anything in terms of core purpose, in terms of the economic operating environment, so that we are closing down those ones that are essentially, they look great for people who could benefit from them, but they are essentially helping people on higher incomes to not contribute fairly to the tax base and not doing anything to the economy.
Cassandra Goldie says business, unions and the community sector are on the same page about the need for tax reform in the budget, especially in the era of superannuation tax concessions.
What the government's challenge is to recognise that it cannot just pursue what's called fiscal repair, returning the budget to surplus, with one hand tied behind a back, which is about tax policy.
One of the most contentious elements of the 2014 budget were measures to make it harder to access unemployment benefits, including a plan to make people wait 6 months for the dole. The government was forced to back down on this measure. Yet, in the mid-year economic outlook, they outlined a plan to crack down on welfare fraud, which they said would save $2 billion off the budget's bottom line.
At the same time, ACOS was pushing to raise unemployment benefits, which haven't been increased in real terms since the 1994 budget 22 years ago.
In this area, we are again seeing essentially policy driven by ideology, and a view that there is a fertile ground politically for sending a message to the community that the problem with the welfare budget is that people who are unemployed are lazy. Now, I'm sorry, but I think we underestimate the intelligence of people in the community. People in the community understand that it is really hard to find employment. I think post the GFC, where there was an absolute downturn in employers taking on new staff and workers, it has become harder and harder for people who lose their jobs to get back into employment.
70% of people who are unemployed have been so for more than 12 months. Cassandra Goldie says penalising these people won't help them get jobs. She says instead of spending on programs like Work for the Dole, the money could be better spent on providing incentives for employers to take on new staff.
Now, there's a consensus with the business community about that. So, again, today we say, why would the government not act on that consensus between the community sector and the business community, the representatives of employers and those that can't get work, to say, this is what we want you to do. I hope we'll see some of that in this federal budget, and I'll be very disappointed if we again get a backing of ideological programs like Work for the Dole, where there is no consensus outside of the government that it's a good thing to do.
Business groups, including AIG, the Australian Industry Group, have called for a tightening of expenditure in this year's budget, and Dr. Goldie agrees, but says it needs to be highly targeted to avoid pain for those who are most in need.
We also want to see spending tightly targeted. I mean, we know that there are big gaps in terms of the basic protections for people who are the most disadvantaged right now, and the level of the unemployment payment is one of them. You know, at $37 a day, it is not enough to live on. And so we are also carefully going through where there is expenditure to identify those areas where reform is required.
When Malcolm Turnbull took over the leadership in September last year, he promised a more collaborative approach and a new economic narrative. Despite early expectations he could deliver on this, the pundits are starting to question his ability to do so. But Dr. Goldie remains upbeat.
We were very encouraged by the early messages from the Prime Minister Turnbull of saying that he would work with the evidence, that he would develop considered policy, and if it was the right thing to do, he would prosecute the case for reform. I think some of the key examples of that are in these areas of tax reform, like superannuation and negative gearing. The idea that because it might work in the short term as a scare campaign to say, we won't touch these areas at all, when all the evidence says that they have to be reformed, I still want to be optimistic that at the end of the day, the government will recognise that and put together a decent budget.
CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services, Cassandra Goldie, speaking to Andrew Barclay about what they want to see delivered in this year's federal budget. Next week on the show, we'll be speaking to the Australian Industry Group to find out what they want to see from Treasurer Scott Morrison.